Welcome to the Ministry Marks podcast. I'm David Haynes, and I'm joined by Thomas Majors.
Hey, David, how are you?
Man, I am doing well, Thomas, and actually, I am thankful. This is Thanksgiving week. Can you believe that?
Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays.
Really? One of your favorite holidays, even above St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
Wow.
You know why I love Thanksgiving so much?
Why do you love Thanksgiving?
Because it's a good food tradition type holiday.
Man, absolutely. There ain't nothing like going to mama's or grandma's, whoever you go to, and eating some food.
I find leprechaun a little bit too tough for me.
That is the stupidest joke I've ever heard.
St. Patrick's Day isn't a good food tradition
but
holiday.
Lucky Charms, man. Dude, whenever I was growing up, I love some Lucky Charms.
I love Lucky Charms, too. Basically, well, I love the marshmallows.
The marshmallows. The other stuff's terrible. The dog food that's in there with it, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Kibbles and bits.
All right, so Thanksgiving week. So, man, let's get this Thanksgiving episode kicked off by thinking about some food that we love at Thanksgiving. All right, so some people do like turkeys, baked turkeys, deep fried turkeys. So does your family typically have turkey at Thanksgiving?
Yes, and my favorite type of turkey. Now, that's probably not my favorite main dish of Thanksgiving.
Same here.
It's going to be something different.
Yep.
But when it comes to turkey, my favorite way of turkey is smoked.
Smoked.
Like a barbecue flavor that is smoked. I've done that the last few years. It has been a hit. I think I prefer it over deep fried or oven roasted.
Oh, okay. So the last few years at my wife's parents' house, the turkey has been deep fried, and my what I like about it is so juicy.
Yes.
They inject it with seasons and
with Cajun
gives it a
seasoned,
different. Yep. That's it. That's it. Gives it a little bit different taste. And dude, it is so juicy. Like the exterior is so crispy. You know, just immediately from the hot oil that all the flavor is inside. So it's really good.
The last couple of years, I've smoked a turkey breast, just the turkey breast.
Yeah.
But a few years before that, I did a whole turkey. And of course, both of them turned out real good, skin on, that sort of thing. But it was barbecue flavored, like you would put on barbecue chicken or something like that. I did barbecue turkey.
Gotcha.
So it has that really red kind of color, smoked in the smoker. Oh, man. Getting hungry just thinking about it.
So Thanksgiving at my Mama Nims and April's Mama Nims, there's always chicken and dressing. So I am a chicken and dressing fan. My mother's chicken and dressing recipe is different from April's mother's chicken and dressing recipe. And so kind of get the best of both worlds. They're different enough, but they're both similar. So I really like chicken and dressing, but it is not my favorite. I'm going to save that for just in a moment. So at your people's house, man, at people's house, do y'all have chicken and dressing on Thanksgiving?
We do have chicken and dressing, and Claudette Price, that was Amanda's grandmother. She had some of the best chicken and dressing. I don't like wet chicken and dressing.
Gotcha.
I don't like it when you put it on the plate and it just kind of, you know, falls apart. I like it more bready.
Okay. All right. So April's mom's more bready. My mom's more wet. I like wet, and I love the giblet gravy you put on there. So how about you?
Not me. No. I like the cranberry sauce. To put cranberry sauce on it. So I do like it dry, and then you put the cranberry sauce on there and it makes it a little bit moist.
Yeah. So cranberry sauce to me is too, I'm gonna show you how country I am. It's too wangy. Don't get me to describe wangy, but if you've never had something that's wangy, take you a big spoonful of cranberry sauce. So it's too wangy, tangy for me. So, but you like cranberry sauce.
Right, so what's your favorite then?
Okay. So my favorite, my mother prepares this every year. I believe before her, it was her sister. My mother's sister, Phyllis, made this for years. Phyllis is now deceased. That's my aunt. She passed away a couple of years ago. So my favorite is hash brown casserole.
Ooh.
And it's the hash brown casserole with the potatoes that are in chunks. And oh, it is so good. So it's not hash brown casserole like Cracker Barrel. This is like chunky potato hash brown casserole that's real cheesy. It's my favorite.
I think for me, my favorite side out of all of the sides would have to be a homemade macaroni and cheese that has multiple different kinds of cheese to
it. Yeah.
That, and I, of course, I've got a smoker. And so I smoked some mac and cheese a couple of years ago. And put different kinds of cheese in it. You know, I've had a smoking problem most of my life.
That's what I was sitting here thinking. You've been known to smoke some stuff, all right?
I've stopped smoking it in one way, and I've just started smoking meats now. But yes, macaroni and cheese. Smoked macaroni and cheese would be one of my favorite sides.
Yeah. Mm,
creamy.
Now, I love deviled eggs as long as the people don't mess them up and put sweet pickles in with the, like, or pickle relish in on the deviled eggs. My wife makes some of the best deviled eggs I've ever had. They are fantastic. So I'm a big deviled egg fan. And usually between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we get to knock down a bunch of deviled eggs. How about you?
I'm not a deviled egg fan. Not at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah. All right. Now there are some rolls. Now, do you like, some families have what we call three hump rolls. And then the others had the little flat rolls. So I like rolls. I like bread. How about you?
Amanda usually makes homemade sourdough bread.
Really?
So she makes loaves and she makes rolls. And so that's usually what we have in those things. That's kind of her thing. She's been making sourdough bread now for 5, 6, 7 years or something like that. So she always does that. Big fan of those.
Oh, man. So good. So we like Thanksgiving food. Both of us do.
And we like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving as a holiday is just being thankful for what the Lord has done in your life. Thankful for what you have in life. So, David, let me ask you this.
Yes.
30 years ago.
Yes.
You were 15 years old.
15 years old, man.
All the way back in 1995.
That's right.
And I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
So what were you thankful for at 15?
All right. Okay. So in November of 1995, let me see if I can go back to those cool days. All right. Let me think here. All right. So 1995, man, I had my driver's license. You didn't have yours at that time, but
no.
I had my driver's license. I think my parents had just bought me a 1992 S10 Blazer. Hashtag blessed. I didn't even know what hashtag blessed was back then. I was hashtag blessed. Mom and dad gave me that vehicle. So I was thankful for my truck. Let me say 91, 92, 93, the Chicago Bulls won the championship. 94, 95, Houston Rockets won the championship. 96, 97, 98, Chicago Bulls won the championship. So Michael Jordan was just about to get off his baseball playing days and get back into basketball. So I would have been thankful for that. Love watching the NBA back then. All right. But 95, let me think. I was in the high school band, man. Now, you know, all the cool kids were in the high school band. Were you in the high school band?
I was not.
Proves my point. So I played saxophone in a high school band, and there was a pretty little girl named April who played clarinet in the high school band. She played clarinet during marching season, bass clarinet during concert season. So in November of 95, I'm sure she was chasing me, pursuing me, flirting with me, doing everything she could to try to turn my head. Now my wife doesn't listen to this broadcast, right? Good. So yeah, that's what I was thinking. So you just let it be that she was pursuing me in November of 95, and then in 96 we would start dating.
Okay, I've got a revelation here.
Okay.
I'm not a prophet, neither the son of a prophet, but in November of 1995, young David Haynes is playing the
saxophone,
and his role model and his person that he was looking up to was Bill Clinton. Because Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, played the saxophone.
I didn't think about that. You are right about it. Absolutely. Yep. My hero. Oh, that's funny. So that's what I was thinking for 95. All right, Thomas, what were you thankful for in 95?
All right, so as 13-year-old, my thankfulness was very limited. I was very thankful for my Sega Genesis.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know if I got it in 95 or if I got it the year before, but man, my evenings and nights and all those sorts of things, they were consumed by listening to KZ-103.
Dude.
And playing my Sega Genesis.
I got you.
Whether it be Sonic or Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I loved.
Yeah.
I mean, every night sitting in one of those little chairs, gaming chairs, that was like a little rocker for teenagers.
Yeah.
And playing there in my room, man, listening to KZ103, wondering if anybody was going to dedicate a song to me. Or trying to call so I could dedicate a song to someone else. Yeah. I mean, this is a high point of my life.
Yes. Yeah, you and I, so this is 2025, November. Just a few weeks ago, you and I ate hamburgers at a place in New Albany, Mississippi.
Right.
And on the board in front of us where we were seated was a KZ103 sticker. And I took a picture of it because it was so nostalgic. Man, I remember KZ103. And all right, so Sonic the Hedgehog. All right, so my best friend growing up, a guy named Jason Meeks. If you're listening to this, you went to Kossuth High School. You know, Jason Meeks, Brad Talley, and I lived on the same block. Jason Suggs, that you served with at Holly Baptist, lived down the road a little bit. But Jason Meeks and I were best friends whenever we were growing up. And I had a Nintendo, and he had a Sega Genesis. So we had the best of both worlds. Come to my house, play Nintendo, Mario, all the things with Nintendo. Right. Go to his house to play, that's right, the Mortal Kombat, and then the Sonic the Hedgehog and those games. Man, that was a lot of fun.
I remember the Mortal Kombat. I don't remember if it was for the Super Nintendo or if it was for the Sega Genesis, because it was ported on both of them.
Gotcha. Right?
But on the home screen, if you did down, up, left, left, A, right, down, it would give you the option. You could turn on the easy fatalities.
Yeah. And
you could, play Smoke and all of the different characters.
That's
but
right.
That was down, up, left, left, A, right, down. That was the cheat code for it back then.
On Nintendo, I think it might have been Super Nintendo, there was a cheat code that was up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select, start. What was that too? Do you remember that?
I don't.
Up, up, down, down, B, A, up, up, down, down, left, right, anyway.
Was it the regular Nintendo?
I think it was the regular Nintendo.
Was it Contra?
That was it. Dude, that has been a suppressed memory that has just come forth. Oh my goodness, it was Contra. That was it. And you got like maybe unlimited lives or it was something like that.
Yeah. And you could actually skip to the last thing too if you wanted to.
You sure could. Uh-huh. Oh man, I forgot about that. And then I had this game way back when, I think it was on regular Nintendo, it was Bionic Commando, where he would sling and then he would shoot. It was a kind of a shoot 'em up game. It was a bunch of fun. Man, those were really good times. All right. So back in 95, so my family had transitioned away from KZ103 and we had transitioned to country music. I still remember it. We transitioned away from rock music in 1993, I believe, whenever Alan Jackson came out with the song Chattahoochee. Whenever that song came out, my dad was like, man, country and Western done changed. It ain't like it used to be. And so we started listening to country music. So by 95, I was listening to Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, Clint Black, you know, some of those guys.
Wizard 106.7.
That's it. That is it. Yep. And occasionally in Corinth, you could get Kix 106, which is 105.9 out of Memphis.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah.
Man, those were good times. So 95 were really good years.
All right.
And we're thankful.
What about now, 2025? What you were thankful for then, is it the same as it is today?
Well, partially. So that 1992 STM Blazer, man, sold it years ago. Got the goodie out of it. Had it, golly, for probably close to 10 years. And the Lord bless. But man, that vehicle's probably in a junkyard somewhere. Mm. I have no idea what happened to it after we departed ways. I'm still very thankful for April. Yeah, so she's now been my bride for 27 years. So we started dating in 10th grade. We got engaged in the 11th grade, and we as soon as we graduated high school, we graduated in May of 98. We got married in July of 98. Should have married her even sooner. I don't know why we waited those 2 months to get married. But yes, we've now been married 27 years. So very thankful for her. Still thankful for my mom and dad. They are in great health, and I hope to see them very soon and just a little bit for Thanksgiving dinner. So, or Thanksgiving lunch. So I'm thankful for some of the same things, but our thankfulness has changed. Art, how has your thankfulness changed?
I'm more family oriented now. You know, before it was about me. It was about playing the video games. It was about what I wanted. And now I'm very thankful for my family. You know, I mean, a wife who loves me. I got 3 children who like me.
Yeah.
Some days. So I'm very thankful for my family. Thankful that, you know, I got a house that I can live in.
Yeah.
I mean, just simple things, but we take for granted a lot of times, right? Yeah.
All right, let me ask you, we're talking about, you know, 30 years ago to now, would 13-year-old Thomas Majors have ever dreamed that 43-year-old Thomas Majors would be sitting here doing a Christian broadcast podcast? You know what I mean?
No, he would not have.
And dude, same for 15-year-old me. I still occasionally, just the other day, during a funeral at First Baptist Senatobia, our executive pastor was reading the obit for one of our church members that had passed. And for just a moment, I sat there and thought, I cannot believe I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church right here in Mississippi, you know, doing a funeral. Dude, a 15-year-old David would have never dreamed that.
I've got a text group of guys. We usually go to Yummy Delight sometimes once a week. Sometimes it's once every 2 or 3 weeks. But we have a text group, and we'll just text things every once in a while to one another. And one of the guys a couple weeks ago had said, "You're experiencing now what you prayed for all those years ago." And sometimes we forget that. You know, what we... Where we were when we were in high school or college, or maybe even for me last fall when I knew that the Lord was calling me into back into pastoral ministry. It's like now in the busyness, sometimes we can forget about it.
Yeah.
We're living.
Yeah. In the answered prayers.
In the answered prayers and what we've been praying for.
Yeah, man, that's really good. That is really good. And so, yes, I'm very thankful that the Lord directs our paths. You know, Thomas, sometimes the Lord's direction on our paths is not just, you know, unicorns and lollipops. Sometimes it's difficult. And let's just take a moment. Is there anything in your life, in my life, that was a hard season? But we are so thankful. We're thankful to be through with that. And we are thankful to be where we are now. Is there anything in your life?
Definitely. And I know we're going to do this a little bit later. We're going to talk about maybe some scripture. But I think of a scripture, give thanks in all things.
Yeah.
Even the tough things and the bad things, right? We look back, and with 2020 vision, hindsight is 2020, right? Yeah. To look back, to see God's hand of working in our life. But as we go through those things, sometimes it doesn't seem good. It seems very difficult. And for me, it would be that time I spent in rehab. And when I first went in, man, I hated it. I hated rehab, and I hated being there. I hated talking to people. I hated talking about my feelings. I hated just not being with my family. I hated every aspect of it. And then I was there for like over 3 months. I went in at the beginning of June and didn't get out till the first week or two of September. That would have been 2005. And so I missed Tom Tom's first birthday. He was born August 21st, 2004. And so August 21st, 2005, I was in rehab and I wanted to go home. But if I probably would have went home on his birthday, I wouldn't have been following through. I would have been, in a sense, breaking some of the rules. And I've been breaking rules for a long, long time. And just to live in that moment, in that time, to follow the rules, to follow something through, to finish something out, meant a lot. And so my time in rehab, as much as I hated it, the beginning, the middle, the end, missing Tom Tom's, you know, looking back, I can see how God used that. I was able to read through all of scripture while I was there. There was nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So we would play spades and read scripture. and so I read a bunch of scripture during that time. Lord just used that greatly in my life. Thankful for that time now.
Yeah. You know, Thomas, our friends know our stories. We know your story, and our friends know my story. A little over a decade ago, the most difficult ministry position that I was ever in, it ended abruptly. I was the pastor of a church, and after a really bad business meeting, I resigned effective immediately. And it was very hard. It was very hard. Shortly after that, myself and some of our friends from that church, one of them was a deacon and another one was an active deacon, deacon at another church. We went out to eat, and we went out to eat often. And we went to a restaurant in Tupelo, Mississippi, and the waitress asked a question that we didn't know how to handle. She said, "Well, so how do y'all know each other?" And the answer the last time we had been asked that was, well, this is our preacher. And it hit all of us. I'm not their preacher. And I would have said, well, he's my deacon. Got to keep watch on them deacons. And it hit all of us. And we just said, we're friends. We're just friends.
Wow.
And it was sobering. The effect of a ministry position abruptly ending. So dude, that was hard, hard. But looking back on it, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Giving thanks in all things.
Absolutely. We would not be where we are. And I'm not talking about just physically Senatobia or ministry First Baptist. I wouldn't be who I am as a person without going through that hurt. What's that old saying? Before the Lord can really use you, you have to really be injured. And sometimes injury opens you up to ministry in a different mindset. And so I'm at the point in my life now, it's a decade later. I am very thankful for going through what we went through and the outcome of that very difficult time.
We learn more in the valley than we do on the mountaintop.
Yeah. But the view on the mountaintop sure is pretty.
It sure is.
I like them Smoky Mountains better than I do them beaches. So,
well, I don't know about that. I'm thankful for beaches and for warm weather.
All right, Thomas, what's some Bible verses that are pretty good for us to remind our listeners of?
Well, the first one I'm thinking of is the one I said just a moment ago, which was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all things.
Yep. And it goes on to say, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If you want to be in God's will, be thankful. And I understand there are some difficult days. There are some bad diagnoses. There are some things that are hard to go through. But if you want to be in God's will, be thankful. And I believe that we can be thankful. Another one that I think of, Thomas, is Psalm 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. God's love will never end, and he is good. You don't have to wonder when you wake up of a morning, is God good? Yes, he's good. And so we can thank him for his faithfulness.
I also think about Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. And then he says why.
Yeah.
I like that too. In verse 5, he says, for the Lord is good.
Yeah.
His loving kindness is everlasting. And his faithfulness to all generations. Loving kindness, mercy, chesed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
the idea of faithful love that God gives to us. We should be thankful for that.
The end of Colossians 3:15 simply says these two words, be thankful. Be thankful.
And Christians should be the most thankful people on the planet.
Absolutely. Our sins have been forgiven. The vast span between God, holy God, and sinful people, that gap has been bridged by Jesus Christ. And so we should be thankful.
Not only has that gap been bridged through Jesus Christ, he is doing a work in us, right? Like through sanctification, we think about, the Lord is continuing to work in our life. And it's always good to see the work of the Lord, and it's good to experience the work of the Lord.
That's right. Thomas, I hope that our listeners have enjoyed this podcast, and thank you for being thankful.
Thank you.